Hey everyone, welcome to Entrepreneurship by Design with Dr. C. I'm your host, Dr. Caroline, and thank you so much for joining us today. Entrepreneurship looks different for everyone. How and why we start our business, challenges that occur, pivots we have to make, success we achieve, all while life is happening. That's why I love sharing these inspiring entrepreneurs with you and shed light that there's enough room for everyone to succeed and thrive, even if you're in the same industry. I'm so glad you're here with us today because we have an incredible guest. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Entrepreneurship by Design with Dr. C. I'm so glad you're here with us today because we have an incredible guest with us, Rebecca. Rebecca has had her own health and wellness challenges while living in different countries and experiencing different cultures led her to study the fields of sociology, psychology, and energy medicine, which further defined her interest in people and their environments and how environments shape the landscape of their emotions and well-being and create patterns. Through her own experiences and knowledge base, she gained the wisdom of recognizing patterns that promote wellness and well-being, as well as patterns that create the feelings of exhaustion, depression, and lack of well-being. And thank you so much, Rebecca, for being here today. I'm so excited to dive into your journey, how you got here today, and then we can go a little bit deeper.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Caroline, for having me. This is especially auspicious and awesome. So thank you.
Absolutely. Well, I'm excited to just understand your journey so people can hear where you've been, where you are now, and what that's looked like, that process for you.
That process has taken quite a while, but it needn't take so long because I feel that what happened and took place in my childhood in terms of health challenges and going through those experiences helped shape what I every direction I went into to kind of regain my balance. And what I'm doing today is bringing all those threads together of those experiences and you know, bringing them into this space that I call intervention, you know, in the wellness field. And so the process is quite, it depends on where we want to start.
Yeah. Well, I think too, it's just understanding there's so many threads that come together. And what did that look like even just starting your business? What were those initial steps you took in deciding you wanted to start a business?
Right. So that the first, in because my work is in, and my business and my focus is on in the health field and the wellness field and the well-being field, I started in the nutritional area. Now, when I speak about nutrition, I'm looking at all the forms of nutrition. So typically we think of physical nutrition, or most people think of the physical nutrition. Right. I went into the spiritual nutrition, the mental nutrition, the emotional nutrition. And lastly, it's kind of like a funnel that that feeds into the physical nutrition. Because once those things are met with awareness and acknowledgement, then, you know, the physical nutrition just, you know, is a happy place to be in. So I started in nutrition.
I know you started in nutrition, and that's a huge part of what you do. I'm curious, what does wellness have to do with business?
Well, do you know, thank you for asking that question, because it's such a, it seems simple, a simple question to ask and to answer. Mm-hmm. However, it's quite complex, because when we look around our cultures today, and you know, the business cultures, our personal lives and our businesses now in today's lifestyle are kind of very entwined. And so you know, to step back into your personal life takes a bit of effort, and sometimes, you know, it's like, how can I, in what way can I divide this so that this is my me time and this is my business time? Right. And I think when, you know, this is the wellness begins right from the beginning of entrepreneurship. It's like the excitement is there because you feel that you can conquer the whole world with your ideas and what you have to give. And, you know, then it does take a bit of a dive when you think, I'm not the only one here. So, yeah. You know, it's kind of like wanting that focus on your business, your skills, your talents. And this has created so many, has for me created ups and downs. Yeah. And it's I think the goal of working for yourself and bringing your skills and talents to the online space or even a face-to-face interaction is run by your motivation and your excitement, right? And this is where wellness comes in. It's like, how do we keep that motivation, that excitement, our focus on the initial goal of what we originally planned when we put that goal out there? This is what I want to bring to the world, to my audience. And naturally, part of this is this, you know, we hear this word a lot, niching, and niching mm-hmm. down and getting your right audience. However, I think, you know, wellness is can capture a very broad audience. Mm-hmm. And the niche in this, you know, originally I thought, I'll niche down to the people who are ready. Mm-hmm. But I feel that a message has to come out to say that in order to bring this motivation and excitement, have it as a, let's say, as a steady flow, a steady undercurrent, there needs to be this, you know, wellness barometer, if you like. Mm-hmm. You know, how well, you know, you wake up in the morning, you know, from a scale of, you know, 1 to 5, where are you? You know, mm-hmm. 1 being, I'm really on top there, or 5 being, I'm at the bottom, right?
Yeah.
And so, and acknowledging that and being aware of, then, you know, going into this process of finding out what you need to do to fill that, you know, to fill that space,
right,
that can bring you up to a 1. And the thing about this is also in acknowledgement is we all have our loves and passions and little hacks here where we think, when I have a glass of water, or if I have a cup of coffee, or just spend a few minutes journaling or mm-hmm. anything like that, or meditating, or just going mm-hmm. outside, and if it's possible to be outside, you know, as long as it's not raining or anything, or even in the rain, maybe take an umbrella or something, and just go mm-hmm. outside and appreciate nature, just for mm-hmm. 5 minutes, come back in, change the tempo. You know, those are little hacks that I'm sure we all are familiar with. Mm-hmm. And they are part of this wellness barometer, but that's what I would call it, a wellness barometer, to mm-hmm. to look into from, you know, the moment you start your day, and to check in with that at the mm-hmm. end of the day, you know,
right.
Where am I now? You know, yeah. So yeah.
I love that. And I think knowing that it's a continuum, it's on a spectrum of understanding what we need each day is going to maybe look a little bit different, slightly different based off of our health and what's going on for us, and also giving us that space and time to do those things. Yes. And I'm curious, because I know you mentioned just that growing up, there was a lot of personal wellness challenges, that I'm curious, how did that influence your decision to study sociology, psychology, and energy medicine? In what ways did these fields deepen your understanding of the connection between the environments, emotions, and well-being?
Oh, wow. That is a superb question. Thank you for asking it in the way that you have asked it. So my health challenges led me to understand that I was always, I intuitively felt as a child that my environment and who I was with and the space I was in reflected into how I would feel nurtured or nourished, or and feel that my digestion or my any part of those digestions I mentioned, whether spiritual, emotional, mental, or physical, were met. And I realized that as I got older, and these health challenges sort of followed me, you know, for a while, and then life goes on. And when I got to university and, you know, started studying sociology and psychology and environments, it was really interesting that I thought, well, perhaps the field I'm going to go into is social welfare. And when I got to the end of the degree and then coming into the environment, my question to social welfare wasn't something I wanted to do once I met the social welfare workers. And I realized that they themselves were feeling unsupported. And so, and I thought to myself, what is it about their environment that doesn't allow them to function in the way that they went in with full, you know, full gusto and things like that? You know, it's like, I want to help families, I want to help people. So I realized that one of the biggest things was in social welfare, there's a lot of crime that is involved there. And in that, I realized that if people were given in these, if they were held in prisons or places like that, were given the right nutrition, what would their mindset be like? Mm-hmm. How would they think? So, you know, it made me think about what goes into the physical nutrition of that part of the world, that part of the environment. If their environment was more nourishing in terms of the food they got, that made them feel really, gave them more clarity to better their lives, whatever, you know, that situation was. So it led from there to, I feel like I was quite naive in this whole thing. It's like, yes, we can change the world with having better nutrition, and realizing that, well, not everyone wants to eat the same way, right? And,
yes.
You know, so my dream bubble got, you know, it's like, okay, so what was plan B? And so this kind of led me into living in different environments. I've lived in different countries, with different cultures, where these just observing and noting what helped them flourish and what actually didn't was so it's so eye-opening. Mm-hmm. and it helps to create that understanding of environment makes a big difference to whatever nutrition we are feeding ourselves with, and then coming back to entrepreneurship, it's like whatever environment you're in, because at the end of the day, we all want to put food on the table and have our financial needs met. Mm-hmm. And so, which is also a big red flag for entrepreneurs starting out. We usually don't have you know, a whole lot of financial wealth to begin with. Some do and some don't. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some are supported in a very healthy way in terms of their finances, which is great. And so there are different learnings that come with the environments. And then I realized that one of the fields that I could bring all of these nutritions together and help people in this, what I would say in a subliminal way, in a subconscious way, is that the we have the two different minds. We have the conscious mind, we have the subconscious, and we have the unconscious. And so those are things that, of course, when you're an entrepreneur, you're not thinking of those minds either. And so this is where the field of energy medicine opened up to me. It was originally for my family, for myself and my family, because I always like trying new things or different things on myself first, and those who are willing in my family to be part of it, to see, to make my observations. So I love observing and noting, because one of the things I feel that we can do is notice patterns, you know, patterns. What are the patterns that help us, and what are the patterns that don't? Mm-hmm. And this is where that, coming back to that wellness barometer, you get to note perhaps a pattern that perhaps drives that that barometer down to that 5, where you're feeling, well, I don't know, I've got to do this. And like we were saying with, you know, with the internet going, doing what it's doing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, how do we surf this wave of wellness in our business when we're thinking, oh my gosh, I've got to be, you know, put out the fire here and the fire there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's how I came into energy medicine and tying it all together there.
I appreciate you sharing that. And, you know, I think it's so important to recognizing how nutrition can impact us in so many different ways. My dissertation was about mindful eating, so connecting the mind and body. So I definitely understand in that regard. I mean, this was years ago now, but understanding how food impacts us, how nutrition impacts us, how our environment can be impacted emotionally from what's going on. Just like, you have a psychology background as well. Mm-hmm. So understanding how emotions impact our relationships. But I want to touch on what you said about the patterns, because I think that's so important. Can you share an example of a specific pattern that you've observed in people's environments and that consistently promotes wellness and well-being, and how those individuals incorporate these patterns into their own lives to enhance their overall health?
Right. That's a very good question. So the I would say the best place to start is with that wellness barometer in the morning to find out where to note the pattern that actually feeds the wellness to a large extent. And so what I've observed in patterns with people I've helped is that, and in myself, when I and others that I've helped have addressed what our body is saying, please do this, whether it's to go for an early morning swim, whether it's to go for you know, do a 15 minute yoga thing, whether it's to do sit down and have a mindful breakfast, or, you know, on some sort of nourishment, that is a, and to know how that keeps you going for that amount of time. So I feel that the pattern comes also from the people and the environment that I am with, or and people have found themselves with. And it is, if and the pattern that works superbly in the entrepreneur space is to work with people that are not challenging for you. You know, so if that wellness barometer cannot handle a challenging persona or audience or people, then there needs to be some work that can be done with that pattern. However, we are all different personalities. Some handle challenging persona very well, and some don't, you know, find themselves, you know, really excited. But then when they meet something that is challenging, they might find their pattern then slows down, and their wellness pattern slows down, and they feel perhaps victimized, and so they go the other way. So I feel that this is about tuning into asking yourself, you know, I've asked myself the questions, what is the one thing I can do today for the highest good of myself and for everyone I come into contact with? Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, I would ask myself, what is it that I have achieved? What is it that I can improve on? Mm-hmm. And those simple little questions. And even if you're not a journaler, because I'm not always journaling, or I'm not a happy journaler. I journal in my mind, I journal in movement, you know, mm-hmm. by observation. But either way, you can say, well, use the numbers, you know, like 1 to 5, you know, that was, you know, the day went great from was a 1 up until 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and then went to a 2, and then look at, you know, do a debrief, if that makes sense for, you know, for this. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
And question.
Yeah, no, it absolutely did. And it's just keeping track of it, understanding how that maneuvers in our life every day, those patterns. And I'm so curious, how do you identify the patterns that contribute to certain feelings like exhaustion? Because I know a lot of entrepreneurs experience that at one point or another, and lack of well-being or any other feelings that come up. What strategies or techniques do you use to help those individuals really recognize and break these detrimental patterns, essentially?
Right. So I that is an excellent question. And I think the first thing to note is to realize, become aware of the exhaustion, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that is the biggest, once we all, any of us, make that recognition that, oh, there is exhaustion, okay, then whatever next step is going to come that is available to any one of us at that time would be, okay, maybe I have to just clear my calendar for this week and take up on a friend's offer to go join them at the beach for the next couple of days, you know. And you know, it's so interesting about surrendering to understanding this, because what I've observed is when you surrender to this and go and do something else, it's amazing how beautiful ideas come and motivations build up again, and you know, the suddenly the fatigue isn't so on the front line, the exhaustion isn't on the front line, because the focus has shifted towards what are the possibility mm-hmm. can I take up on that I've been saying, no, I've got to focus on my business, this is really important. Mm-hmm. And I feel that that's what we all do when we start out as entrepreneurs. I mean, I am also one of those where I just sat at my laptop past midnight and, you know, typing out things and wrapping up things. And you know, the thing is that the next day I'm thinking, well, why am I not feeling on top of the world, you know? Mm-hmm. But the thing is that because it's about effort as well, when we put this effort into our work, we want to say, well, produce some fruits and show me some, you know, give me something so that I can feel that I've been paid for my, for all of my focus. But it doesn't work that way, I found.
It definitely doesn't. And I appreciate you sharing that because I think we all go through different experiences. I mean, a lot of us have been past midnight on the computer getting things done and there's pure exhaustion, but it just goes back to taking care of ourselves. And I'm really curious too, because in your experience, how does living in different countries and experiencing different cultures impact an individual's emotional landscape and overall well-being? So what like insights have you gained from these experiences you've had?
Oh gosh, that is a beautiful question. I call it having a rich tapestry, you know, where, and you know, this is perhaps not everybody's choice, but, and has been everybody's choice, but when you meet different people and are in different, with different cultures, you get to observe and notice different things, the way that they not only do things, but the way that they eat and the habits that they create around their family table, or if they're by themselves. But you know, it's I like being the you know, having the bird's eye view of all of this, and then going in to interact with them. I choose how I can interact that would best serve my emotional landscape, because some things are not in all cultures, doesn't suit everybody, right?
Right.
And so what I do is I through my observations, I'm then looking at what is possible for me, you know, because it's got to feed my nutrition, my emotional space. And and you get I felt guided by this. That's a lovely couple or lovely family, and and I knew also when it didn't feel right. When we know when we don't feel right, you know, when we feel that we're challenged, that's when I have this, I've noticed in myself, I go quiet and I just stay in observation mode until I'm away from the, I do a separation of this wasn't good for me, this was good for me. Right. And, you know, and it, that didn't happen automatically. I didn't just grow up with that. It was a matter of trial and error. Oh, that was a really bad space to be in, you know, and I'm not ever doing that again, you know, to compare to other parts of the culture where I would say, you know, in these countries where I'd say, oh, that was such a lovely experience. I'd love to, you know, be with them and repeat that again. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think it's important too, because I think the environment does play a huge role in just the energy where we feel really ecstatic and excited and want more of it versus energy that drains us in the environment that we're in. I'm just really taking note of that, because that affects sometimes our food choices or what we're doing, because we're dealing with that energy that's around us. And I know energy medicine is a huge part of what you have studied and your background. What role does energy medicine play in approaching just promoting wellness and well-being? Can you kind of explain a little bit more of this modality, how it complements your understanding of these patterns that you see with your clients and the impact on the emotional states?
So with the energy medicine, this is where I'm going into the what all of these memories and experiences that we gather on our entrepreneurial journey, mm-hmm. and experiences that kind of they frame our approach to being an entrepreneur, you know, our childhood, our teenager, you know, 20s, 30s, they all frame the entrepreneurial journey. And these are like experiences stored either as memories or, you know, and some good, some bad, some not, you know, not so great. So there's a filter there. And there is also a fight, flight, freeze in all of these experiences. And they get filtered into the framework and they run in the subconscious mind and the unconscious. So consciously, we have this, you know, great drive to do what we're doing. But subconsciously, there are blocks and that we are not 100% aware of. And something that might have happened 20 years ago, it's so amazing to me that runs the pattern of why does this happen all the time, you know? And it's like you're not consciously thinking of it, but it just seems to be a subconscious, a subliminal recording where, you know, the mind says, oh, let me be helpful here, you know, and plays this in your mind. And it doesn't come up as that experience, but it just, it's a very interesting way of how energy, I mean, you just take a couple of magnets and, you know, energy attracts positive, negative, or it detracts. It's a bit like that. And so the if I want to connect with somebody, I have their phone number, I have their cell phone number or their, you know, the email address or, you know, their contact details. That is like that link to a decision that we make consciously that I'm going to connect to this person, even what we're doing here on Zoom, right? And we're connecting over the thousands of miles and across time zones. And isn't it amazing? And in this sense, that's the mechanics of quantum energy medicine works in that way, in that same way, that because I've got we've got the framework, we've got the numbers, the cell phone number, whatever, and we are connected. So that's the mechanics to get into the subconscious and the patterning of this. Is I work with two devices with this. So one is called the Indigo and the other is the Genius Insights. So what happens is I realized that I could read the patterns so well that were coming across to me from people that I have helped. And they would then show this particular, and these devices go into all the fields, spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, and it brings up the blocks that are in the way. And recently I worked on a lady on a in the Netherlands. She's an entrepreneur, lovely lady, and she left me a beautiful video testimonial on my website where she was going through her entrepreneurial journey of something that she had her focus on, and I'd been following her and supporting her journey. And she didn't feel well on one of these one of these days. And I reached out to her and I said, "Let me see what I can do. Let's remove the, you know, if you see those Jenga blocks, you know, let's remove the piece that is holding this pattern and let it allow it to collapse and then go back into a natural wave of energy." And she was like, "Whatever it is, I'm so," you know, she was so happy to receive this. And so I worked on her through the night as she was sleeping. it was my daytime. And the next morning, she said she felt so much better. Mm-hmm. And she didn't know what I'd done. What I did was balance the frequency. So we work with frequencies and vibrations mm-hmm. in energy medicine. And to give you an idea about what does frequency and vibration mean, right?
Yes, yes.
we hear this term vibe. Have you got the vibe? You know, is this a good vibe? We know about vibes, you know, good vibrations and when it, let's say you walk into a room, mm-hmm. you're at a party, you walk into a room and the energy doesn't feel right. You feel like you want to go into a particular corner of the room where apart from seeing people, let's refine this a little bit more. Yeah. Let's say that you didn't have any, you didn't know anybody at all in that room. So you walk in and the energy either feels great and just right for you, or it feels, I don't know, I feel like I just don't feel right. I don't know why, but I've made the effort to come here.
Right.
So you try to manage. Mm-hmm. And that's when you realize, when we talk about frequencies and vibrations, that's when your frequency can go up or go down. So when we talk about that. So just briefly, I could go on and on, and I'd probably go into a ramble, but I didn't, you know, want to lose you or the audience on my explanations.
No, that was beautifully said. And you're right. It's understanding where we're at too, and what that energy is, and what you said about managing it, because I know I've walked into a room where it was not my vibe and I'm like, okay, here we go. But like understanding that it's has nothing to do with the people or me. It's just not the right fit in that regard of like where my energy is best used, and understanding that. But when we understand our own vibrations, our own frequencies of how we're showing up day to day, that can really take a toll. And I love that you did dive into that a little bit, because I think it can just show context. And just even with the client that you worked with, how she woke up feeling so much better. And understanding that there's a lot that goes into it. It's not a perfect science, but there's a lot of tools that you use in order to do that. And I'm just curious, what challenges do you encounter in bridging the gap between all the fields that you're in the work you do, but how do you integrate the disciplines that provide a comprehensive approach to supporting the overall well-being of a client?
You know, that's also you. I love all the questions you're asking. It's great. I guess it comes back again to that wellness barometer, and understanding that I can be a jack of all trades or a master and a master of none, right? None of them. Or I can choose to focus where my energy field is, my awareness is driving me towards. When I look at my wellness barometer in the morning, so I just say, you know, this is where I would like to bring this, you know, into this field of with all the modalities and the therapies and the knowledge that I have, I can just kind of throw it out all out there, and it'll land like spaghetti on the wall and just, you know, and not land anywhere. Or I can choose to realize that you talk about that word discipline, and that discipline is such an important part of the wellness barometer, making, you know, well, some people might call it routine, you know, what is their routine? And that is that discipline to doing things, setting, maybe some people need to time block, right? Some people need to just know that they've created flow, they've created a rhythm in just by their actions. And that's what I do. I'm actually a rhythm and flow type of person. Mm-hmm. And so I think that is also one thing to be aware of. Are you an entrepreneur that likes things in a certain order? Mm-hmm. Are you an entrepreneur that says, that is a mixture of both? I like things in a certain order and I like the flow and rhythm. Mm-hmm. And so when there isn't one size fits all. Mm-hmm. So I think part of that is the beauty of entrepreneurship is it's kind of like, I want to add the word curiosity to mm-hmm. discipline, because this is where what we talked about earlier with possibilities mm-hmm. and you know, taking that time out and new ideas come in to that space. Mm-hmm. We do live in such a beautiful world where if we open our eyes to be curious about possibilities, and by taking our focus away from what we think we ought to do, what we know that we should be done, and you know, and change our focus, change our gaze, and you know, change environments, even if it's for a short while, mm-hmm. you receive new ideas, you receive that, you return back to your routine or disciplines. And that's how I would, you know, bring this back into energy medicine, because this is where we're always then tuning in to our wellness barometer. And to me, that is how we would tune into these more, you know, curious possibilities and ideas, because I certainly feel that right now mm-hmm. we need to be in that space where we are curious and we are filled with possibilities as our world is changing around us, mm-hmm. right? And massively changing mm-hmm. to the point that, if I can speak on this, is the financial areas of life has created a massive impact. So, you know, how do we navigate this? Well, as we know, we can't create from the same structure and model that we have been used to, you know, working with. And I think this is where, by changing our focus, you receive new possibilities, new ideas mm-hmm. to help with the financial, the emotional, the mental, all of those areas.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I appreciate you bringing that up too, because I think it's not just one thing that affects us. It's a lot of different areas in our lives. And well-being is not just like nutrition, but just it's the emotional state. It's the environment. It's the relationships. Every aspect of our life is wellness, because we're a whole being. It's like from a holistic point of view.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think this is, you know, we're, not everyone is at that level. We mm-hmm. We come with all the experiences. And I feel that it's a journey. Life is mm-hmm. a journey. Mm-hmm. And the path of the entrepreneur is a journey. Mm-hmm. And I think if we can look at that in those eyes, that being an entrepreneur, bringing our gifts and talents, you know, one of the things I'll say, so I'm so passionate about, Carolyn, mm-hmm. is about collaboration. Mm-hmm. I just feel that when we hear other people speak on what they can do, that, so one of the thoughts and I have been having is to really create win-win situations in the entrepreneurial space, so yes. that there is a more inviting sound that invites people to come in to this better, I feel, frequency and vibration.
Well, I am curious, what are some of the tips that you could give entrepreneurs that are listening? I know we were just talking about collaboration, but are there anything that you've learned on this journey that has been so beneficial in your process?
Yes, thank you for asking that question. So every step of the journey, I have taken along this entrepreneurial journey has led me to not only the experiences I've had, but it's also led me to meet people that I would not ordinarily have met, mm-hmm. right? And to realize that whatever, like if someone decides to take a coaching course, for example, if someone decides they're going back to school to learn how to be an accountant or be a bookkeeper or whatever it is,
yeah.
they're going to meet different people, and to be open and aware of the richness and the possibilities that these people are bringing into their journey.
Yeah.
And that to get to the top of the mountain, we've got to climb the mm-hmm. mountain. And so, and appreciating every nook and crevice and as we climb is really one of the biggest things I have gained from just being present to where I am now, and mm-hmm. to say, well, what is it that fuels me in this moment from being mm-hmm. In this environment or being with these people or, you know, whatever I'm learning. Yeah.
Yeah. No, so beautifully said. And I do think it's definitely you start at the bottom of the mountain and you climb your way up. It can get really heavy at some points. You're not sure if you're going to make it, but you keep going because the top is beautiful and you don't stay at the top. You keep going and there's little hills yes. and other yeah. things. And when yeah. you were saying that, that's what was coming to mind. And I think it's such a beautiful journey and the scenery is gorgeous, but sometimes you hit a rough patch and that's part of the process. And I'm really curious, what have been some of the tools that you've utilized in order to build your business?
So the tools I've utilized are just perhaps having, I would say, calling them buddies, right? Mm-hmm. Having a buddy where they can have this listening space for you to hear where you're up to. And because it's not about always being told, oh, you're going in this direction or that direction, mm-hmm. though we always like to, you know, we're human. We like to say, oh, would you like to try this instead? Everything, yeah. You know, so we get distracted. But mm-hmm. it's to, you know, to find people in the circle of influence that you're in that actually, you know, have that kind of vibe and mm-hmm. And frequency that you enjoy being with. When you're feeling, when you know you're feeling these moments of feeling down, the people, it's not about taking energy from someone and tanking up with that. It's about being able to have some sense of compassion mm-hmm. and knowing that you're in, you know, we're in this space where it's not always beautiful. Yeah. And what can we do? And we reach out to either spaces, environments, or people to, that's what I have done. I love going for, you know, for nature walks. Mm-hmm. And that is so nourishing and nurturing for me.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I'm right there with you. Nature walks, hiking, being in nature just really soothes my soul. I know it's not for everybody, but I think it's finding what works for us and just knowing yes. that it's going to refresh our brain, our body, our mind, everything we need in order to move forward. And I'm curious, looking ahead, how do you envision the future of the work in helping individuals understand and transform patterns that impact their overall well-being and wellness? What are some of the goals and aspirations you have for the work you're doing?
Oh my gosh. I am so excited about what I'm, you know, the goals and aspirations I have for, you know, when we talk about energy and frequencies and vibrations. And I think once we understand that we are just energy, we are energy beings. And once we understand that, I just, and my goal is to help people be aware of that. So mm-hmm. being here with you is just given me that space to share this kind of information and knowledge mm-hmm. that is out there, because how else would people know, you know, mm-hmm. if we didn't share with others mm-hmm. and talk about it. And also there is a languaging that goes with it, because not everyone understands mm-hmm. energy medicine as it is, or what is that, you know, but yeah. everyone understands a good vibe.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And everyone understands what it doesn't, when they don't feel good, you know. True. So, you know, talking that language helps me sort of bring this back into that focus.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited for more people to know about it. And that's the beauty of just learning from different people, different walks of life, but really understanding the work you're doing and how it really does impact people from the inside out, and just being more aware of it and having the terminology to talk about it so yes. people can understand it and understand right. it's only to help them.
Right. Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's my goal. That's what I aspire to. We can only learn. We can only go forward by being aware and learning.
Absolutely. Well, Rebecca, I've been so enjoying this conversation. Where can people find you, find your services? We're going to link everything below, but if you could let us know too.
Right. So thank you so much for that. So the best way to find me, I'm on the social media channels, you know, Messenger and Facebook Messenger and Instagram and LinkedIn. I'm also on my website. Perhaps there is a bit more information about me, and I can be reached by email as well, which is hello@RebeccaSteeleWellness. So mm-hmm. Rebecca is RebeccaSteeleWellness.com. And so I'd be happy to, you know, answer any questions or, you know, chat or, yeah, yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Rebecca, for coming on and just sharing your beautiful energy with us today, everything you're doing to really bring awareness to energy medicine and how it is a vibe, but really the depth of it and how that translates in our environment, our well-being, and just having the tactic, the tools and everything and techniques to really help people from the inside out. So I so appreciate you coming on today.
Oh, I so appreciate you too. You just have a perfect way with bringing it all together. So I really appreciate you doing that as well. So thank you so much for having
thank
me.
Thank you. Of course, it was my pleasure. Make sure to like, subscribe, comment below. What was the biggest takeaway from Rebecca today? I'm sure she would love to see your comment, and we'll see you on the next episode.